Agents intercept smuggled migrants from multiple local stash houses. Texas border business. El Paso, Texas, U.S. Border Patrol agents in El Paso sector intercept 171 migrants from four human stash houses. On February 26, agents assigned to the El Paso Border Patrol Station Anti-Smuggling Unit, ASU, along with the Texas Department of Public Safety encountered 50 smuggled migrants inside a stash house. Agents initially received information about a property possibly harboring migrants located near Fairbanks Drive and Highway 54 in El Paso, Texas. When agents arrived at the location, they encountered 50 migrants from Guatemala, Mexico, and El Salvador inside the car garage. All migrants were found in good health despite being housed in deplorable conditions. All migrants were processed accordingly, while two individuals from Mexico were detained to face prosecution by the state of Texas for smuggling. On February 28, agents assigned to the El Paso Border Patrol Station ASU received information from the Isleta Station ASU and the Texas Department of Public Safety regarding a property in northeast El Paso possibly being used as a stash house. When agents arrived at the property near Pershing Drive and Highway 54, they located 25 smuggled migrants. All migrants, from Mexico, Ecuador, and Colombia, including an unaccompanied juvenile from Mexico, were medically evaluated and found in good health. On March 1, Border Patrol agents assigned to the El Paso Station ASU located 78 smuggled migrants crammed inside a small house in central El Paso. Agents received information from a previous smuggling event from the Isleta Station ASU that led them to the property near East Paisano Drive and Frutas Avenue. All migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, and El Salvador, including three unaccompanied juveniles from Guatemala, were found in good health and transported to the station for processing. The smuggling facilitator was also identified, and the smuggling case was presented for federal prosecution. On March 2, a joint investigation involving Border Patrol agents from the Isleta Station ASU and Santa Teresa Station ASU led them to another stash house. 18 smuggled migrants, from Mexico, Ecuador, Honduras, and Guatemala, were located inside this stash house in Horizon, TX. Records checks confirmed that one individual from Ecuador had a prior conviction for second-degree rape against a child from New York in 2014. The Ecuadorian will face charges for the illegal re-entry, under 8 U.S.C. 1326. All those migrants amenable to Title 42 were expelled back to Mexico and others transported to the Central Processing Center to be processed under Title 8. Since fiscal year 2023 began, El Paso sector agents have busted 95 stash houses, leading to the interception of more than 1,200 migrants. Our multi-layer enforcement strategy and whole-of-government approach, in collaboration with our law enforcement partners, has been crucial to our border security mission. We will continue to work together to disrupt transnational criminal organizations and their illicit activity in this border region, said El Paso Sector Acting Chief Patrol Agent Peter Yaquez. I am grateful for our community and local law enforcement support and partnerships. U.S. Customs and Border Protection welcomes assistance from the community. Citizens are encouraged to report suspicious activity to the U.S. Border Patrol while remaining anonymous by calling 1-800-635-2509.